Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, and their special guest, the man with today's top recorded hit song, Francis Craig. Now, here's Spike Jones.
Neighbors, and hi there, friends. Once again, we're here to snare our share of your Friday night listen. Right now, the Slickers commit mayhem, a musical manslaughter on an old folk song called Sam. Present the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Thank you, Spike. What's on the fire tonight?
Be gentle with me, Dorothy. I'm a little bit touchy this evening.
Why, Spike, honey, what's the trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of allergic to singers.
You mean you don't like singers?
Well, I don't know exactly. You know, if it wasn't for a tragic accident, I'd be a singer myself.
Tell me about it, Spike.
Oh, it's a long story and a kind of a sad one. When I was a baby, some gypsies came and switched my mother's child. She got me and somebody else got him.
Got him? Who's him?
A fellow who goes around singing under my name, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby? Oh, Spike, your poor mother.
Oh, the pity of it. Sing, Dorothy, and make me feel better, will you, girl?
All right, Spike, I'll sing. It's the little things you do that count.
He ain't a movie star. Herman can't afford to buy me fur coats or a car. Herman ain't no big time Joe. He ain't much of a spender. But Herman is considerate, so thoughtful and so tender. I'd be lost if Herman went away. So to reassure him, I just say, it's the little things you do that count. Little things, my dear, but how they mount. When I'm chopping down a tree, you always wipe my brow for me. It's the little things you do that count. Guess I'm just as lucky as can be. I got a man that thinks the world of me. Just take me fishing when you go, and all I have to do is row. It's the little things you do that count. Herman, Herman, you're not earning enough to keep the home fire burning. Still, you're never ever sure to waken me in time to work. It's the little things you do that count. Darling, you're the bravest man I know. One more reason why I love you so.
When that bear was chasing me, didn't you let me share your tree? It's the little things you do that count. And the night we thought we heard a mouse, but instead it was burglars in the house. When I went downstairs to see, you stayed right in back of me. It's the little things you do that count. And the time we couldn't make ends meet, and I took his watch so we could eat. What a friend I had in you. You let me do your laundry too. They're just little things, but how they mount. When the doctor said, my friend, beware, what your wife must have is good salt air. Didn't you carry out his wish? You stood and fanned me with a fish. It's a little thing you do that
time. Spike, I've been wondering why you've gone in for the peculiar kind of music you've made so famous.
Well, son, lie down for a few hours and I'll tell you. Once upon a time, when I was fresh out of school...
Music school?
Well, no, reform school. I was determined to be a great composer, so I went away to get inspiration. I went first into the woods. In the woods, all I heard was... birds. Nothing but birds. Then I went to the great cities and mingled with the masses, and all I heard was... more birds. And then one day, I finally came to the ocean, and on the beach I heard... Yes, now I'd found what I was seeking. So I picked up a seashell and listened. Then I wrote down what I'd heard. And that's how I came to write this magnificent opus.
We're ready for the downbeat, maestro.
Oh, yes, play this, playmates. And now with some interruptions from Dick Morgan and George Rock, we'll give out with By the Sea.
By the beautiful sea, you and me, you and me, oh, how happy we'll be. When the neat wave comes a-rolling in, we will sink or swim, and we'll float and feel around the water, over and under and then forever. My rich, oh, how wild we can. I love to be beside the sea, beside the sea, I love to be.
Hot dog,
ice cream,
candy bar.
Umbrellas,
sunglasses,
and poles.
Hooray, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Step right up and see one of the greatest attractions of the boat, Bob. And all it costs you is one thin dime, 10 cents, one tenth of a dollar. First, I want you to meet the thin man. What's that, lady? You say you can't see him? That's because he's sides and sideways. Get away, boy, you bother me. See, Lena, the laughing hyena. What's that, mister? You want me to make Lena laugh? Tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell her a joke. Lena, why does a chicken cross the road? Why, Lena, I'm not through yet. And speaking of animals, right here in the next cage is a weasel. That's right, a peanut weasel. Go peddle your papers. I also want to call your attention to...
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
I'm going home to Mother.
I'll go with you.
Think nothing of it, folks. That's just a half man, half woman having an argument with itself. Why, Lena, everybody wants to get into the act.
Hey, mister.
Go home and send your mother if she wants you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we also have one of the greatest and most thrilling acts of all time. You've seen men dive from 100 feet into a tank of water. Well, we have the world's greatest diver with us tonight. He will dive from 300 feet into a damp dish tank. And he's going to do it right now. There he goes! Well, what's on your mind, sonny?
They came over to tell you they couldn't find the big bird!
I long to be beside the sea, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Thank you, deep sea dunkers everywhere. Dorothy, we now present Francis Near You Craig, that three-in-one man. What's this?
What's this three-in-one man business?
Well, you wrote Near You, right?
Right.
And you performed in the record, right?
Right.
And you promoted it on your disc jockey show, right?
Right.
Well, that makes you a three-in-one man. Well, Francis, those are the headlines. Now give us a small print behind the song Near You, huh?
I wrote it over a year ago, and just before retiring as an orchestra leader, I decided to record it on the other side of my theme song, Red Rose.
So you were a band leader, too?
Oh, yes. About this time, I took a job as a disc jockey on a southern station, and there I plugged my new record.
Well, the rest we can guess. Other disc jockeys followed, the public started buying, the song Near You went to the head of the class.
That's the story.
Well, Francis Craig, right here is where you sit down at the piano and play the nation's top-ranking favorite, the song that lights up the jukeboxes in the number one position, your own recording arrangement of Near You with Bob Lamb singing.
Thank you.
Francis. Well done. You can have a short recess, and we'll call on you again in a few minutes. And now here's Mike Wallace.
Sometimes when sports announcers are describing a game, you forget you're sitting at home in an easy chair, and you're almost ready to cheer with the crowd. That sense of being right on the grandstand is twice as real if you happen to be drinking an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Coke and sports are as inseparable as the traditional ham and eggs, and equally good together. At work or at play, at fountain, shop, office, or home, an ice-cold Coke always provides the pause that refreshes.
Again, it's Dorothy Shea time, and the song, How Lucky You Are.
As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are? When you stroll neath the moon with the stars above, does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many heartaches in this world of ours, but sometimes a dream will come true. When the one that you love is in love with you, that's the greatest of blessings by far. And you don't know how lucky you are. Sometimes a dream will come true. When the one that you love is in love with you, that's the greatest of blessings by far. And you don't know how lucky.
Now we take great pleasure in presenting, direct from an engagement in a padded cell, the celebrated marathon, Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For my first selection, I have chosen a man on the blind trapeze. Please note the importance of clear diction, distinct enunciation, and proper interpretation of the story so beautifully expressed by the lyric. I believe I'm in voice. Let me see. Yes, I am in fine voice. I am indeed. I have here my music arm, and I believe piano player role, of course. I believe, maestro, if you please, I am ready. Yes, the man on the side of him.
Now, once I was wappy, once I was sappy, a sap I was oncey, once I was happy, but bow I'm no lorn, lorn I'm bow now, for a nylons are free. Now I'm forlorn.
What?
Like an old goat.
Not a goat, that's an animal. How silly.
Like an old coat that is cornered and tapped, teetered and thumped, tattered and tilled, tapped with a two pair of rip. Now, left in his wide world to sleep and to snore, to weep and to mourn, betrayed by a jade in her mean. Be mean by a trade with some jeans. Be mean by a teen with some jade. Betrayed by a maid in her teen. Oh. He floats by his hair.
By his hair? That wasn't her, no.
Speaking of hair, a man came up to me today and said, Professor Fiedelbaum, your hair is getting thin. And I said, well, who wants fat hair?
That's right, yeah.
He floats through the air with the latest of grease, with the latest of fleas, with plates full of cheese, with a virgin to be, he can't miss. The manning young bear, the daring young mare.
He's not a horse.
A horse? And there they go, round the turn, on the inside, by a length and a half at Laurel. It looks like Flying Spike in front by three, and Banana coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up!
Wait.
Oh, I'm not through.
The Manning young bear, the Danny young fan, he's an awful old ham. He's a young fellow about my age. You know, that reminds me, I was walking down the street today. A man came up to me and says, can you help me out? I'm so hungry. I haven't had a bite for 3 weeks. So I bit him. The daring young man on the flapping tripee. Freezing tri flap, trying flip flip, a flipping tri thumb, a fapping cut, horizontal bars. His actions are graceful, all girls need a fleece. But my one, he has known in a stay, as a dove in the hayloft away. No, I'm on the road to Mandalay, no. I'll be around, you be a square.
Oh, that doesn't seem like.
Did you hear about the owl who married a goat? They had a hootenanny. He's a man on a flying trapeze. I think Professor Fiedelbaum should study his lyrics. And now, Lady Shay and Sir Craig, with a low bow, I inform you that politeness is the keynote of tonight's medley. You, sir, will perform Beg Your Pardon. Lady Shay will give us Pardon My Southern Accent. And the Slickers, in their most refined manner, will play Who's Sorry. Now?
Thank you.
Now if you don't like my accent, and if you don't like my drawl, well just don't listen and just start kissing. I bet you fall. Come on now, let me hear you steal my stuff. When I say, do you love me? All you gotta say is, show no. Pardon my southern accent. Say, didn't I hear you drone? Well, you just sighing, all this lying. What's that you say? You're from GA. I love you
Dorothy and the gang will be back in a moment. And now remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And now here are Spike and Dorothy.
See you come Friday, Dorothy.
I'll be coming round the mountain, Spike.
Better bring Pappy. We're entertaining a singing group known as the Dinning Sisters. So until next week, this is Spike Jones, your man Friday.
And Dorothy Shea, your girl Friday.
Hoping you'll all be listening to us every Friday.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Myron Wallace suggesting that you listen every Sunday to another Coca-Cola show, The Pause That Refreshes on the Air, with the music of Percy Faith and songs by Jay Sims with Roger Pryor, on this same station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.